Everybody, we're here again. Tonight's another night, BBS Radioland here. So, it's Saturday night live on the Lightship. And let's activate the light beam, everybody. So, bring the light beam up, and we'll do that first off here. So, here we go. Go down on the BBS page, you go to the website, creationlightship.com, and either one will work. So, here we go. We're going to activate that energy. So, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, you should feel the energy on that, and we'll see if Kathy's on tonight. Are you out there, Kathy?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing on BBS Station 2. And today is January 19th, 2013. And we're accepting phone calls before and after our visit to the Creation Lightship. And also email questions to clsquestions@yahoo.com. Both Cindy and I have posted the addresses in the fast chat for you, so you can check the fast chat for the spelling. Also, go to creationlightship.com for contact information if you want to reach Ron directly. CLS Questions is for questions tonight, and I'll be watching the emails for your questions or comments. So, Ron, we did get a few from last night and a couple today. Can I read those to you now, a few questions?
Yeah, go ahead. We're ready.
Okay. This is from BR, who said he'd be listening tonight, and it's kind of long, but I'll summarize it. It says, you have once done a clearing of aliens listening to the radio program, your program live. He found it extremely effective. You also did one a few nights ago for entities in our room, which he said they pretty much all went away. So I was wondering if tonight you could do a double clearing of aliens listening and entities in our room.
Okay, so let's see if we have any aliens lurking around. We'll freeze them right now. So there they are. And they're frozen because their timeline is no longer active. Just froze the timeline instantly. I can't keep them froze for a long time, but I can do it a little bit. So here we go. This timeline now is frozen. And any entities that you have, I should say aliens that you have, still be an entity probably according to, them. But here we go. One, taking away these aliens that are in your room. Two, see to see if you feel better. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. That should be released now. And let's do one for earth-based emotional bodies that are in your room now. These are the energetic bodies that are the emotional bodies of people who are no longer living. And they could even be living once in a while sometimes, but normally it's deceased people, probably 99% of the time. So here we go. Releasing these entities in your room. So one, two, three, four, and five. That feels pretty good to me. So back to you, Kathy.
I remember when you did that, Ron, you had cleared aliens who were listening who wanted to go to the light. And so did you do that again this time when you froze them?
Yes, they went to the light completely. So they're actually in quarantine checking out what light actually is right now, in case they don't know. So it's a very nice thing to do for the aliens, so that they can have a chance to come into the light. And just one way that, you know, they're able to understand the light. Otherwise, they just don't know. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay. Thanks. Yeah, we have about three more. One more just popped in, so three total. Okay, so this person sent in last night and wants your opinion on differentiating between the slavery clearing for workaholics, or should they do the entity clearing for workaholism if they can only buy one?
Well, that's a really good one. Slave clearing, I probably would not, you know, look at that. I would probably do the entities. But we do have a slavery clearing. I'm trying to see here. So your workaholic, I would probably do the entity clearing. We'll see what other people say in the fast chat. But remember, entities make you do things that you may not want to do. Just think of joggers out there who are jogging on concrete all the time, and they have a choice to go on sometimes grass or actual, you know, asphalt, but they choose to jog on concrete. So they're just hurting their body. I'm sure that all of you have seen people jogging that way. And, you know, it doesn't make too much sense, you know, because when they get older, they're going to have probably joint problems. And I use that for an example all the time. Because there are people that, you know, run a lot and a lot and a lot. And they may look really healthy, but what's going to happen to their bones because of that and all their joints? Another one for entities could be like overeating or getting your favorite, french fries or chips or whatever you have, you know, watching the TV programs or maybe having a beer every day or something. These are all entity problems too. And what we're talking about here, just to kind of switch gears slightly, is that your body basically has no control over your thoughts and your mind energy. Doesn't have hardly any control at all over entities, like zero. So even though you may think of something that you may want to do, if you have entities inside of you, then it'll never get done. So let's just say that you somehow want to go out and have some kind of food that's very healthy for you, right? Maybe it has a taste that isn't the greatest, but you want to eat it because it's really, you know, good for you. Well, if you're thinking about doing that, and entities come into you because they're already there, and they go, well, the mind wants to eat this, but I don't want to eat it. Right away, you're not going to be eating what could be the best thing for you, because entities are not want to taste it. So that's kind of how you have to look at entities. So entities are the reason why the planet is the way it is, along with aliens, but the entities just keep recycling, and they give you all your emotional stuff. They will be trigger points in you. Find those emotions that you have and activate them. Aliens are there going for a ride, so going all of your energy through situations. Main thing is, if we had no entities here, the place would be much, much better off. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and this question is from Kevin, who's listening via mobile, and just had a second part to that clearing question of what he was trying to figure out is perhaps he could do the slavery clearing seven generation if it goes back. If it's like they want to work all the time and they don't know why, or if the entity clearing seven generation would be, or the whole life would be enough, or would he have to put workaholism in the incident box? Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, I'm thinking here, you know, that could be even, the reoccurring situation barcode. So, seven generation, if you get the clarion and it seems to work, then you may want to go back further. But the other clarion is a possibility, too. So it's kind of hard to say which one is best to do because everybody is different. But the reason why we have seven generations of clarions is so that you're able to go back further on a clarion and to kind of nip it more in the bud. So what you want to look at before you do a seven generation of clearing, okay, what you may want to look at is, do your parents have it and your grandparents? So if they've had it and you still have situations after you did the initial whole lifetime clearing, then you may want to go into seven generational ones. So that's kind of how I would look at that. And I have had people who said, you know, Ron, I cleared this off and I feel perfectly well, but I just want to try seven generational clearing. And they do that and they go, wow, what a relief. I got so much more out of that clearing because I went deeper. I didn't even think I had anything wrong. So it's hard to say. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, it's hard to say. From the past programs, I've just come to learn that entities can take on a lot of different characteristics and behaviors. Okay.
Yep.
So one more another question, Ron, actually two more that I see so far. This person is from Rather New, said they'd be listening tonight. I don't know if it's a man or woman or female or male, but Rather New said they did the emotional whole life clearing and felt layers of black and gray leaving them and now just feel lighter and happier. This person's past 50 years of age. And so they're pretty amazed and wanted to know, I guess missed the part about how the clearings actually do work through you, through the light beings. Could you please explain that for Rather New?
Okay, so the clearing, the question is, how do the clearings work on the website? Is that kind of what we're looking at?
And you, yes.
Okay, so just to make it very simple, whatever you have on a clearing, whatever type you have had, all the energy goes through my body to do that clearing. If I do something live, it still goes through my body. So everything that comes into you to help clear it away goes into you, and then the blockages are released, and your spirit is there helping you to do the clearing. If you don't have a spirit, the clearings won't work, okay? And so because it needs light to anchor the energy down for you. So all this stuff goes through me. Sometimes, you know, I do have situations to where I don't feel the greatest some days. It depends what people are doing out there. But basically, everything goes through my body. And so people want to know, gee, Ron, you know, can I do this clearing myself? And I go, well, how are you going to do it? It's very hard to do anything yourself because your spirit's so disempowered now. Where are you going to get the energy to help yourself out when you're already stuck? So that's the way it works. So for myself, that's what I do. I don't know what else to really say about how that works, but that's the way it works. Everything goes through my body. If I was dead, the clearings would not probably work on the website, although I'd probably figure out some way to make them work to continue on. But so far, I'm still here, and I guess the only reason why I am here, basically, you know, to be perfectly honest, is because the aliens and whoever's out there listening, I'm like the last resort, the last thing here on this planet that could really help anything. And so they're really probably afraid to get rid of me, because all aliens, everybody out there, doesn't matter who or what they are, they do not want to be in slavery or have something dominating them. So the bottom line is, at some point, they may want to have a clearing. So if I'm not here, they're going to be out of luck. So that's the reason. So as far as, yeah, do the clearings affect me? When you do one, yeah, I can feel it sometimes. Once in a while, I'll have to go actually to the restroom and throw up, or maybe I get very tired. That's just what happens. So, back to you.
Oh, thank you, Ron. I think you addressed this person's underlying concern. Okay, so now I'm seeing about 6 or 7 more questions popped up on CLS questions. And I still had one more to go, so I'll try to get to them quickly. There's two light infusion chamber questions, one that I got yesterday and one today, so I'll kind of combine them. First of all, is the light infusion chamber is a whole life clearing on the website? And Joyce is asking if you could compare it to going to the light ship, and also the also another clearing that you have for light infusion in the auric field protection clearing.
Yeah, let's do the first one because we have a couple questions. So the light infusion chamber versus
light ship, going to the light ship.
The light ship. It should be very, very similar. It all depends what we're working with. It's very hard. Some people will tell me that when they go to the expos that they feel sometimes more energy in the chamber. Other people say that it feels identical to them, and they want to go into it anyway, but they say it's the same thing as that going online. So I don't know. It all depends how you kind of are related to how the energy works with you. So that's kind of, I guess, what I would kind of say there. As far as the second question, did I answer that okay, do you think, Kathy?
Yes, because it's personalized, individualized healings and feelings. The next part was the light infusion healing portion of the auric field protection clearing compared to the light infusion chamber.
The auric field protection.
Yeah, it has a light infusion.
The light infusion, probably pretty similar. In fact, we'll do a sample here. You guys ready? So I guess we'll do a sample of the light chamber. So we'll do that for kind of watching my clock here. Let me pull it up here. We'll do the light chamber for 1 minute. And then we'll do 1 minute for the light infusion. That sound good, Kathy?
Yes. I'll watch two.
So the light chamber energy coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So you're having that right now. You start to feel some of the energies. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Now, the light chamber energy is where you go to ask for healings, where the other one energy just comes into you. Okay? So a little more energy coming your way. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now let's do the light infusion, okay? This is what we have on the website. It might even be like spirit infusion. It could be very similar. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Energy a little more. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Let's see how people are doing with this here. I'll do it again, a little more energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so what do you think, Kathy? And that's enough?
Yes, and some people are posting comments saying that they really like the light infusion chamber. It's extremely clearing and healing. Someone else said that the infusion chamber feels more intense to them than the online light infusions. But they also like going to the Creation Light Ship, too, when we go up on conference calls and tonight. So let's see. Someone said that the inside of her body is lighting up with light. That was just a few seconds ago. And then there's a couple questions here. What kind of light is used in the chamber? And what they're talking about is Ron's light infusing chamber, like a tent that he has at the expos. And you can go in there and sit, and there's light that's very bright. So we wear masks in there. And so they're wondering what kind of light that is, Ron.
It's when you go into the chamber, the light that I use, it makes no difference, you know, what it is. That's kind of a question that I don't understand too much. The lights are infused. There has to be a conduit for the energy to come to you. So the lights in there are used for the conduit to give you source light as the lights get pulsed on and off. So that's what happens. So the whole thing is that, and it's not a tent. I don't know who wrote down tent. That's kind of weird. Mm-hmm. Not I've ever seen it, but... it's actually a chamber that you go into when you sit down. It'll hold six people. And a lot of people actually can come in, and we have people who bring in their little dogs sometimes who need a healing. So, and then you can also bring in a picture of yourself if you want to come in continuously for the expo. It's $100. Just bring in your picture. And I have people that say, yeah, Ron, I can only come for a short time. Here's my picture. And leave me in there for all the different chain, you know, healings that people are doing. So automatically you're in there continuously whenever the chamber's being operated. So the whole thing is that it's source energy coming to you out of the chamber once you walk into the door, whether the lights are on or not. So back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and the light infusion chamber is really something. It's a physical location. It's big. Ron's going to be at the expo with the light infusion chamber. It's the Conscious Life Expo in Los Angeles. It'll be in 3 weeks, February 8th, and that weekend, 9th, 10th, 11th. You'll have the light infusion chamber there. And just a reminder for those who can't go but want to send their photo, he announced this last week and before that, to please email it to Ron with the PayPal fee of $100 for the photo, per photo. And then they can put it in the light infusion chamber for you, so you will actually be there as a photo getting the same benefits. And in addition to that, the healing that we mentioned earlier was the light infusion whole life clearing, which is online on the website, and it's a whole life clearing. And that I think is just like this, the chamber, except it's not a physical location. And so I hope that clarifies things a little bit, and you'll be remembering to send your photo in time for them to print it and take it to the expo with them.
When you do go in the chamber, you're bilocated completely out of time. So you're on the light ship instantly once you go into the chamber. So there's more to it than just the lights working and you sitting down, with the mask on and stuff. So that's the way it works. So you're actually bilocated instantly as you go into the chamber. It's a nice experience. If you haven't ever been in there and you're able to come into the chamber, then by all means, you want to give that a try and see what you think of it. Nobody has ever really complained or anything about it, said that it wasn't any good or anything. So sometimes I have had a few people that typically had a lot of situations or problems, or they just couldn't feel or sense anything, which for anybody listening who's been in the chamber, you might go, wow, that's pretty weird. which is true, but sometimes that can occur as people are just too dense and the first time through does not allow them to sense anything. So I normally have those people go through maybe one other time, but that's only happened maybe, I think, three times in all the times that they've had the chamber. And those people, after the second time, they got the density cleared off from them. But almost always, once you go in the first time, it's like having a nice shower. You feel much better, and you are beaming, and your eyes are lit up. And then if you want to have additional clearing, which goes internally into you, then you want to go in for more sessions. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Well, Ron, people are curious about it, especially when they're at the expo. There's just nothing else like it. And it is indeed just absolutely wonderful going to the Creation Light Show while you're at the expo. That's pretty good. Okay, so back to the questions, Ron. We have time for one more before we go or to Lightship.
Yeah, we could do that. Sure, no problem.
Okay, great. This one's from Larry O. Larry O. asks you, he's looking to see if he's a clone and wondered if you had some kind of a test he could do or some kind of way he could tell.
I'm not going to answer that question, so let's go to the next one here. That's just too personal for anybody. I don't get into that.
Okay. Next question. This is from Michaela. When people are abducted, are they still in mind energy, or do they know what's going on?
You're abducted. You could be conscious where you are. As far as knowing it here, you may not know anything. So if you're trying to validate or figure out if you've ever been abducted or not using your mind, you have no clue, basically, here. The only clue of abductions would be if you lost your keys, had deja vu, had bad dreams or any kind of dreams, then that's a given that you have been abducted. But if you don't have any of those, it still happens all the time. So it's just the way it is here. Well, back to you, Kathy.
And one more thing, if we could possibly have a emotional clearing before we go to the Creation Light Ship.
Yeah, here we go, everybody. So let's do a clearing. So I guess you have to decide what your emotional situation is. As the light sees you as perfect. So what are you dealing with right now? What have you dealt with today? What's bothering you? I can clear away one particular emotional situation that you encountered. And here we go. So think of something. So one, two, three, four, and five. That should make you feel a little better now. I'll do it again. Same situation. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Hey, Kathy. So let's go to the light ship. Everybody, here we go. You can bring up your animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And some people just really love this experience. We'll go into probably six different rooms if you want to write one into the fast chat here. We'll be there for about 10 minutes tonight. So here we go. Going up right now, I'll count to five to command the energy to bring you up to the light ship. So one, two, three, four, and five, and you're there now. Let's go into the first room, and this is a room that has it's like polar bears. So remember, there's all different types of light beings that take on a physical blueprint of what we have here. There's other ones that we don't know anything about, but I normally bring forth ones that people are used to seeing. So here's a polar bear room. And one, two, three, four, and five, and request one particular healing that you're dealing with. Let's go to another location. We'll go into where the deers are. So this is where the fawns are. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now we'll select one of the brooms that somebody's asked to have. So we'll go to the broom that has the one of the mountains, the stream area here. So we'll go into this room here. So a peaceful setting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the golden waterfall room. Help to cleanse your auric field. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We'll go into the room that has the really large trees and forest. This is the room that is like a rainforest. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And next we're going into a room that is going to have the white unicorns. Here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. We're going to one of the rooms for oxygen. Well, here comes the oxygen energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into a room now that has the penguins. Great room. You'll be in the water swimming. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'm going to go into the room that has different types of oxygen. So here comes one. Inhale, exhale. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll go into the room that has manatees. So we'll go into the room that has manatees. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? We'll do two more rooms. We're going to go into the hot tub room. They have detox. This will have silver energy in the hot tub. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And let's go on to one more location. Go into the room that has, I'm seeing bumblebees. So here we go, the bumblebee room. So stronger. They come stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Coming back from the light shift now. Bringing our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants with us here. So here we go. Coming back down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're back now. So back to you, Kathy.
Oh, that was a great visit to the Creation Light ship. Thank you, Ron. And I do want to mention that we're all enjoying peace energy. And if you're listening to an archive, you will also enjoy the peace energy, but you cannot get the healings like we just did because they have to be live through Ron as he escorts us. He's the ambassador to the Creation Light ship, and these healings are live with him in the now. And so we like it because it's from true source energy. And the light beings we visit remove our densities and negativities so that we can regain more of our spirit. And we're doing this in preparation for the true ascension. So thank you so much for that. And people are commenting some of the things they saw. And I'll read just a few for those who, like me, don't see but do feel. The unicorns are really something. The polar bears were so cute and full of light. The deer were very cute and playful, and so were the penguins. So many people liked the beautiful flowers, the rainforest room. The stars were really something. They really liked the bumblebees. Felt the oxygen, felt the detoxification. They saw a lot of colors, extra bright, extra vivid. Sam is noting that the bumblebees are huge. That's kind of unexpected. But Ron's explained to us that the light beings on they do take a physical manifestation, and it's sometimes similar to what we have here, but sometimes much bigger, and sometimes not at all similar to what we have here. So he tries to take us to the areas that are familiar to our sense of what we have here on the planet Earth. So Ken saying that the water on the light ship calms his body. That's from the mountain and the streams that he went to. So it's quite a healing, different experience, and there's just nothing like it on the planet. It just doesn't compare. And this is a lot like what we do on the intensive that Ron takes us to on the conference calls. He has conference calls every month. If you go to weekly clearings and the events link, you'll see a whole menu of different conference calls he has and the physical rejuvenation intensive, which is what we just did for just a little while we're on the Creation Light ship on Saturday night. So this is a great sampling of what major healing goes on during the conference calls and while we're in quarantine during the month. So that's an additional fee you have to pay for. There's different package plans for families and for single individuals. So that's all available to review and consider on creationlightship.com. Tomorrow will be our next Sunday healing. They begin at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And then Ron escorts us to different healing areas where we, just like tonight, request healings of the light beings. We focus on a particular problem area. And the light beings look us over, and they do all they can for us. Just a lot of healing, much more than Ron can tell or describe or that we could even comprehend if he did. But you'll feel it. We feel it. Those of us who've been there feel it, and we keep going again and again. Because it does remove the densities and prepares our spirit for the true ascension, which we want more spirit into our bodies. So please go look at the fast chat for further announcements during and after the program. Thank you, Cindy, for posting. And so, Ron, we have a couple more questions that popped up. Can I fire away for you?
Go ahead. We'll see what we got.
Okay. From Nikki, she is discussing a topic that we've been talking about, how things are different in this 2013 timeline. She says, things still look flat to me when I get to driving. When I drive through nature, it looks flat until I put my attention fully on the scene. When I get into a town full of buildings, the depth, the dimensions seem to be there. I feel like my attention is being used to create the nature scene, so it looks like nature. They, meaning the aliens, seem to have no trouble making buildings, but they don't know how to make nature, it seems. She's asking you, Ron, could this be what's really happening in her perception?
Yeah, they're dropping in a lot of things around us that maybe won't always sync up or integrate with another program. So what we're having is many, many programs interfacing as we're in 2013 now. And, you know, this is mainly the year for the clones to come through. And so they're very limited on what they can do right now. I won't say that they're limited. That's the wrong thing to say. I'll just say that our perception is that they're limited because the programs are not very long-lasting, and I think they're trying to figure out what to do to keep them in place. I've been doing a lot of work evenings working on these here and trying to get these things out of here. So I guess the main thing is yeah, you're probably seeing bits and pieces of programs as they're trying to mesh, and that's why things may not look real to you, but it does look like it's there, but it doesn't have any life force energy to it. Remember, they're bringing in the darkness energies without light, and that's why it may appear to be an illusion to you more than what it was 2012. Oh, and remember that what you're seeing now is really more the illusional energies that are being brought forth on the planet because they haven't figured out a way to bring in true source light into them yet. And it may look that way for quite a while. That's why when you drive your car, you might feel like you're kind of like on a magic carpet. You know, maybe your car feels a little smoother on the road. Maybe it takes less time to go from one place to another. And that's because the timelines are different than what they used to be. People may look different to you also. So back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, Ron. Some people are commenting regarding Nikki's observation and saying that she's perhaps seeing a hologram before it materializes, that the aliens aren't very smart, that some other people may have noticed something like that too, but like the way she explained it. Wow. Okay, so Ron, back to the creation, well, I should say the light infusion chamber, when we're there, you said that when we sit in the physical chamber and it begins, we get taken to the creation light ship. And now we've got a question from Marianne. She's asking about healing. She says she's questioning about a vitamin D deficiency. Can she request a healing for that while she's in the light infusion chamber?
Yeah, you can request whatever you choose to request, yes. Normally just request one particular situation that you're dealing with.
Okay, and it's a good question because I think some people are, I think they are wondering if their particular situation is outside the realm of healing because we're so used to, you know, getting a diagnosis and a prescription here and a protocol from physicians that they perhaps feel like their situation might be out of reach of the light beings, like maybe they wouldn't necessarily notice. Because a vitamin D deficiency would show up on a lab blood test, whereas...
That's why you have to request... Yeah. That's why you need to request something like that in order to see if it can help you. So that's kind of the way it works. You know, there's no guarantee that that would even work for you in the chamber, although it could. I make no claims at all for healing. Some people go in asking for one thing and something else happens and something else gets done to them. And then they think, gee, what happened? I asked for this and nothing happened. Well, then they come back to me and say, you know, Ron, you know, I went into the chamber. I asked to have my, my sore toe fixed, but, you know, I was putting all my focus on it there, and I never got fixed, but boy, I had a backache for like 20 years, and it's gone. So, you know, that's the way it works. So whatever you decide when you're on the light ship, as you communicate with the light beings, because you're there consciously communicating with them, okay? So whatever you decide that you want to have done in your own personal communication, which could not even be, you know, brought to your attention down here. You have to remember that you may not even have a clue what's happening and what you're talking about on the light ship, okay? But you are in complete communication with the light beings during the process. That's kind of the way it works. So you are in control of your healings, and some people may not want to have a complete healing. You don't know how your programs are, you know, inside of you. You may only want to have a 10% healing. And the light beings will stop. They'll never go against your free choice, free will. And that's the way it works. So, you know, that's why people normally go in more times than the one time. The one time, you may get a physical healing on it, but typically you want to go in, you know, I think it's $40 for five times. That's what you want to really do when you go into the chamber, get that particular clearing amount of time. So you can actually start to work on your physical body. And some people, like I said, can be very, very dense. They could have a lot of stuff going on. And maybe it takes two sessions to start to clear away that energy so that you can start to feel it inside of your body. And most people do feel it. And when they do feel it, you can ask them, and they'll tell you all about what they felt happening. Where the first time you're going in, if they only go in one time, just because they want to have a little experience, they may not have the same benefit as somebody who goes in for the additional four times. So I would definitely go in, you know, for the total of five times for $40. Very, very good. Looks like our show is about ready to end here. So the main thing is if you can go to L.A., I'll be there. And we'll have the healing monitors up too. And hopefully you're all going to come and enjoy the energy. So I'll bring in the Star Bethlehem here for everybody as we're closing the program. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. Well, we'll see you hopefully on the call tomorrow to get rid of those little alien critters that you can't see inside of you. And we'll just see what happens. Our next program will be Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific time. So we'll be on Station 1 on BBS here. So thank you, Kathy. Thank you, everybody. And we'll see you later. Blessings.